Our reality check today with Honolulu Civil Beat looks at the rental housing situation. It was tough before the pandemic, and the forecast is it could get worse. Business reporter Stuart Yurton joins us today. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Catherine.
So tell us about this new report that's out.
Right. So the report is out from the University of Hawaii Economic Research Organization, and it's the first of a monthly survey looking at the rental housing market. So it's a really big deal, especially because this can be a monthly thing where we can really see what's going on with the rental housing market here in Hawaii.
And, you know, there are so many people out of jobs and people are struggling to pay that big housing bill every month. But there is, you know, some federal help.
Right. Well, what the survey found was that despite whatever help we're getting from the federal government and everything else, people are struggling. Tenants are having a hard time. Again, the report goes into a lot of detail on this. About half of the tenants surveyed had suffered some kind of economic hardship but managed to pay their rent on time. Another group had suffered and were paying their rent late. Others, a small amount, about 6.6%, had suffered hardship and were delinquent on rent. So that's bad. Again, 10% late, 6% delinquent. The good news is landlords generally are willing to work with the tenants, the survey found, either by reducing rent or allowing some kind of payment plan or something like that. So that's good news. The other thing that we see is, according to the report, is that the vacancy rate has gone up to about 10% from maybe 3% or a little bit over 3% before the pandemic. So you can imagine what that could mean if we have a bunch of vacant rental properties.
Yeah, and I know, you know, some people were using their rentals for vacation rentals because they were more lucrative, but, you know, they clamped down on that, so there wasn't much of that either.
Right. So, again, this didn't really look at the vacation rental market. This was looking at the residential rental market, what's going on with that. And on one hand, if you think about it, having a 10% vacancy rate could be really good. It could mean, hey, prices could go down. There's the supply is starting to increase relative to demand. The problem is, according to the study, part of the reason for the vacancy rate is people are giving up their rental properties and moving back home with family, doubling up, getting roommates, working together and into smaller places with more people. So it's not like there's a lot of demand, too. So we have a greater supply, but the demand is shrinking as well. So what's the implication of all this? The big worry is that landlords are going to say, we can't make money doing residential rentals. And they'll sell their properties to people who want to buy them. Maybe it'll be people who want to do vacation rentals if that opens up again. Who knows? But there's a very big concern in this report that the report raises that this could actually erode our supply of rental housing, which, as you know, people really need. We need rental housing that's, you know, within reach of regular people.
Right, and I know there's been a lot of criticism that we're not building enough rental units to increase, you know, the stock out there. But, you know, I guess then if landlords start selling, you know, there's no way of knowing if whoever buys the properties are going to keep them in rentals.
Well, right. That's the big concern. So the report, again, this is the first of what will be a monthly report. And the authors, which is Philip Garbodin of UH, he basically says, look, you know, we need to start thinking about how do we, you know, what interventions could the government take into the market to help preserve this rental housing stock? And it's a really good question. It's super important. And it's something we can follow thanks to this monthly report.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what trends emerge from this. But thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's Reality Check. Read his story online at civilbeat.org.